Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Podcast. This is your host, The Thought. As you can see, I'm hoping to try and get this done in a weekly format, which would be awesome. I'm figuring I have Tuesday evening to put together my thoughts and analysis, Wednesday to record it on my trip either to or from work, and then I can get it posted up on Thursday, hopefully. So that's my plan. I just want to let you guys know, and we can see how that goes. It may not work out very well, but hey, at least I've got a plan. Anyway, this week we just had round 10 of our competition, which didn't quite go as well as I had predicted, or the same as I had predicted, but was very interesting nonetheless. First up, my own team, the Chelsea Fools, continue their horrible, horrible slide and their poor performance, losing 33-47 to Edster's Dream Team. Just Eddie managed to get a good result in, got some good points, and my team just didn't. The way the cookie crumbles, I guess, and that makes it 3 losses in a row and 4 losses in 5 weeks, which isn't the best for me. However, Warsaw managed to win and catch up to me on 18 points, who managed to beat Forever 50 points to 36, which was a fair old drumming, really. Warsaw's result was mightily helped by a hat-trick to good old Tottenham's striker Kane, who pulled in Warsaw's 17 points thanks to the hat-trick. Also, that continues a reasonably good run of form for Warsong, who's managed to pick up some good results in the last few weeks. Dr. United also continued his good run, picking up his 4th win in a row, which is amazing since he'd spent the 6 weeks before that not winning anything. He managed to beat A Stab in the Dark 47-40, which is a reasonably close result in the matter of this sort of competition. Dr. United managed to have good points scored throughout his team, which was good for him. That's what managed to get him the win. Stab in the Dark wasn't helped by the fact that he had Jagielka and his team, who unable to sub him out, was all his none of his defensive subs played, and Jagielka was out due to injury, so that didn't help at all. The next game was Soccer versus Ninjas, and Soccer won 44 points to 30. That's again a reasonable drumming there, a good 14 points victory margin. Soccer! It was actually pretty of a fluke win for Soccer. It appears he hasn't actually logged in. His team did not change from the previous week. And Ninja Monkey's made a few changes here and there. Did a good bit of tinkering. Tried to get it. But Soccer, his goalkeeper, Hinton Long, had a really good game in his game, having 8 saves, getting reasonably decent bonus points for his performance. And also Drew scored a goal in Arsenal's win over Everton, which meant that, all in all, Soccer's team picked up, about 20 points between those two, which sort of does help to score decent points over the whole team. The next game was number 9 versus Drewtastic. Number 9 won this very narrowly, 34 points to 30, even though the vaulted Rooney, who I was talking up, did not fire. In fact, the United game, which was versus City, ended up in a nil-all draw, which didn't help anybody who had either players from those two clubs in the starting 11. Drewtastic also had Chelsea's Matic in his team, which Matic picked up a red card, which ended up costing Drewtastic 2 points, giving him a negative 2. So that's half the points he lost by. So if he had not had Matic and had someone else, presumably at least someone who played the whole game and did nothing else would have made up that difference. Wiped out the negative 2, given him 2 points for playing 90 minutes, and that would have been 34 all. Lastly, we had Hal Bacony's Diablos playing the computer, playing the average. Despite his good run of form, he was unable to win, didn't score more points than the average over the whole competition, and lost that 37 points to 42. But once again, it was a reasonably close game. Hal Bacony's team underperformed, really. He'd be picking up decent points over the first 4 weeks. It was more akin to his performance over the first 4 weeks, where he had an average of around about 36 points per game. And the 5 weeks after that, that's weeks 5 through 9, which was last week, he scored almost 50 points a game. So this week, I mean, 36 is quite a bit down. Well, his general average would have actually won quite easily enough. So it's a bit of a disappointment for the melon farmer there, not able to pick up the win. This also means that there was a change at the top of the table, which actually has the computer-controlled AI average move to the top of the goal difference, which is sort of sad for the rest of us that we're unable to be better than the average across all competitions. Number 9 now sits second, with a better goal difference than third place Alan Bacony's team. Drewtastic now sits third,
third human, fourth player. I continue to stay, despite my loss, I stay in fifth. Now joined on 18 points by All Songs team, although I have the better goal difference, so I stay in fifth. Insta stays in seventh, despite his win, moving up to 14 points, with Doctor United close on his heels. Doctor United, as I said, had a good win, his fourth win, four games, he moves up to two spots to eighth, with Ninja Monkeys and Forever Fan both dropping in place to 9th and 10th respectively to make room for him. The bottom also sees a slight change. Soccer raising to 11th place and a Stab in the Dark dropping to 12th to sit at the bottom of the table. The bottom four teams are all on the same number of points, or 9 points, but only separated by the goal difference. So it was quite an intriguing week, quite a few movements around the table. So hopefully those of us who perform badly can turn it around, and for those who are at the top, I'm sure they'll be wanting to pull off better results. My only real hope is that us as a group can start to actually beat the average on the week's averages weeks, so we can start to push it further down the table and not look like a league full of no-hopers. Alright, thanks for your time, and I'll see you next week.